WHDD presents Susan Says.
You know that when I'm really upset, have reached the point of no return, I do a feature called Oh Come On. It's the last gasp, the expiration of sanity. Well, here we are, folks. 26 childish congresspeople, mostly men, I see, have the ludicrous, illegal, and yes, stupid high school stunt idea of breaking into the top secret room called the SCIF. There are no cell phones to protect against foreign terrorist enemies listening, but they brought them. It's secret. It's locked down to protect us. Yeah, no. These Animal House rejects tried to stop a hearing for the Undersecretary of Defense, who was going to show how deranged Donnie had gone quid pro quo, all the time. First of all, they delayed the hearing for 5 hours, and then they ordered pizzas and left the half-eaten crusts and boxes for the committee to clean up. Oh, come on. They should be. They could be arrested. Get to it. This is just one of the many shocking, pathetic things the Repubs are doing to stop the impeachment inquiry, which, by the way, in case you didn't know, it's being done proceeding as the rules state. The investigation is bipartisan. They are in the room, allowed to ask questions, contrary to what Sean Liar on Faux News tells you in his hysterical rants every night. Oh, come on, people. Rumor has it there are some Republicans who would vote yes, so let's just get it done. High school antics should be beneath them, but not when Jim, spelled G-Y-M Jordan, and that idiot Getz are at the helm. I see Moscow Mitch said no, he never talked to deranged Donnie, who said he had. That seems interesting. Sigh. Every time you think it's reached rock bottom, it goes further. Now he calls it a lynching. No, you are still alive without a rope hanging around your fat, double-chinned orange neck. You are without shame, therefore unable to be dealt with in an honest manner, but the Dems still play by the rules. I'm about to say forget that. Let's get him out with the hook, the net, or whatever. Oh, come on.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.